I think we're at a tipping point. I know we're at a tipping point. For many of you, you're at that place of a tipping point. In Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point, he talks about this principle of doing something over time, doing something consistently that seemingly appears as if it has no effect, but having been done consistently, intentionally, correctly over time, eventually reaches a tipping point. Say a tipping point. And one of the things that I have felt the Lord began to really make clear for me in our church, I'm talking about Heirs Covenant Church now, that we have reached that tipping point. And part of what has brought us to that place of the tipping point has been our obedience to God, our obedience in our coming to this location. I want you to know that it's not about this building. It's not about this building. It's about what God is doing in the city of Hamilton and in this area and in this region. But when you understand some of the dynamics of apostolic advancement, I'm talking about now the advancement of the kingdom, you also know that in order to take ground, you have to get on the ground. Now, you can speak into something from a distance, but at a certain time, at a certain point, you need to get there. Your feet need to touch it. God, speaking to Joshua, said, every place your feet tread, I've given it to you. Every place your feet tread, every place you touch, it's yours. And so, as we've now been here 19 months at this location, I want to encourage you around this thought. There are a number of things that have started to shift in the spirit. Say, in the spirit. Now, one of the challenges is that many people don't have a sense of what's happening in the spirit and certainly cannot see into the realm of the spirit, except that God reveals it to us or the Holy Spirit brings revelation to us. And so that's one of the things that can make it challenging for us when we're walking out our faith, we're walking out purpose, we're walking out destiny, because so many times things look like they're going the opposite way. And yet, if we do not allow ourselves to get stuck on the external or what we visibly see and allow ourselves to press into the place of being able to see through eyes of the Spirit, God will give us glimpses of some things that are happening. He'll give us glimpses of the future. He'll give us glimpses of our future to keep us focused or to encourage us to keep going. And so as we end out 2017, we came into this year with this thought. It would be a year of divine intervention, supernatural vision, and supernatural victories. Supernatural vision and supernatural victories. One of the things that we've done in the past that we have not done since we moved here is normally when the Lord's given us a word for the year, we've normally done a banner or something that has kept it before us. But as we end out 2017 in our time today, because tonight my message will be very different. It's going to be speaking into 2018, I believe, for us, for us personally, for us corporately, and for us in terms of being a part of the body of Christ. All right? And so, but when I think about this year and all that has transpired, I truly believe that it's been a year of divine intervention. Now, one of the things about divine intervention, though, is sometimes God can be intervening in a wonderful way, and you just don't know it. It's like when we pray the prayer, God, I want to thank you for protecting me from things seen and unseen. How many of you ever pray like that, for things seen and unseen? And the truth is, most of us aren't aware of all the stuff he's protecting us from every day of our lives. It's just that when something is then seen, then we're really thanking God, and we're thanking him like he really hadn't been doing too much. But when that happens, we want to thank him, when in fact, he's doing it all, and he's doing it all the time. And as I think about our time here, I want to say to you that while it may appear that little has taken place in the natural, I want to tell you that a whole lot has taken place in the spirit. A whole lot has taken place in the spirit. And I want to tell you the reason why I believe that we've reached this tipping point is because as we move into 2018, and again, tonight I will share more specifically some things, but I believe that what God has purposed to do in bringing heirs to this location will begin to be manifested in ways that will begin to answer some questions and settle some things in the hearts and minds of many of you who have faithfully and continue to be faithful in coming here, but you're still kind of wondering, how is this all going to work? How is this all going to come together? That's a good time to say, thank you, Jesus. I need a word. Yeah. It's okay. It really is okay. Because I found myself stepping back and getting into that place of worship in order to be recalibrated so that I'm not allowing myself to just go the way that I would just say that my flesh wants to go. Okay? Now, you can say your mind or your thinking, you know, but just that your flesh wants to go. And I found, and I was talking recently to one of the gentlemen who has been with us at Ayers numerous times, Dr. Jerry Kirk. And Dr. Jerry Kirk is a dear friend and a wonderful man of God. You heard me talk about him a couple weeks ago about us being out in Colorado and on the four-wheelers. And we were talking, and one of the things that Dr. Kirk said to me, he said this, and you have to understand, again, this is a seasoned guy. This isn't about fluff. It isn't about flattery. But he said this. He said, I am so glad that God led you to Hamilton and that you accepted it. He said, because God, in his own sovereignty, has purposed to use you in this season for Hamilton. When he said that, I said, thank you, Jerry. I said that encouragement and that affirmation I need to hear. And I said, reason why is because I found myself thinking through and thinking through even some of our teachings. If there's one teaching that I would want you to really be able to grab a hold of in leaving 2017 into 2018 is our series on living in the realm of ridiculous faith. Living in the realm of ridiculous faith. Because some of the things that God's going to do in your life and in our lives in 2018 are going to be predicated on your willingness to live in that realm. Your willingness to live in that realm. As a matter of fact, before I get back to what I was sharing with Dr. Kirk, I was reading last night a number of things in preparation for today and for tonight. But I found myself going back and looking at some of the teachings that we've had on living in the realm of ridiculous faith. And I thought about the three statements that God gave me as it relates to the realm of ridiculous faith. And one being, the realm of ridiculous faith is a realm that accesses the unprecedented manifestation and demonstration of the power of God. It is the realm of infinite possibilities, only limited by one's inability to believe that with God, all things are possible. Now, I'm reading that in your hearing because I want you to hear it again. Now, we put it in a series that's right out there on the table. You need to sow a seed, get that, and you need to listen to it and get it on the inside of you. It is the realm of infinite possibilities, only limited by one's inability to believe that with God all things are possible. And so I found myself kind of grappling with this thing of what I see versus what I've heard. what I feel versus what I sense, and that's, those are two different things for me. What I feel in my emotions, what I sense in the spirit. And those are two different things. And I find myself reminding myself that this is the place. This is what God is calling his church to. Now, tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about the church versus the kingdom. And one of the things that we will absolutely hear in 2018 and moving forward is you're going to hear now a clear clarion call from the kingdom to the church to come into the kingdom. Let me say that again. 2018 and beyond, you're going to hear a clear clarion call from the kingdom to the church to come into the kingdom. Meaning, break through the barriers, break through the things that have kept the church and the body from operating out of the place that God's intended as you and I operate in his kingdom. It's going to take a conscious awareness of this place of I live in, I abide in, I reside in the realm of ridiculous faith. Meaning at a moment's notice, I can get an audible by God. We talked about that. I believe also it's going to be a season of audibles. Meaning you're going to be thinking one thing, you will have planned one thing. And God's going to speak an audible right in the middle of it. And the test will be, can you drop that and go with the audible? The call coming here is an audible. And I want to tell you that there are some folks that are messed up over it. But the folks that are messed up over it are church folk, not kingdom folk. Now, I'm real clear on that. And this is not, I'm not, as we say, throwing shade. I'm not speaking negatively. What I'm saying is that if you have a sense of the kingdom in operation, then you will also have a sense of when God himself is speaking into a situation and he is speaking something and he doesn't care that you don't think you have enough time to plan. He doesn't care that you don't think you have enough money to do it. He doesn't care that you think it's out of time, it's out of sync with your schedule. God is God. God is God. And so I've been in some meetings relative to the call, and some leaders are saying, you know, if we just, you know, it's usually 6 months to plan something like this. Well, God isn't on your schedule, and he's not on my schedule. Then there were some questioning, well, should we be doing this on Martin Luther King birthday celebration? Well, is it possible that God can intervene and say, I want to do it right now, and I don't care about anybody's birthday? Or maybe he's doing it because of the significance of the birthday. You see, sometimes, and again, that's that place that we've got to be able to work through because here we go. This is what I'm saying here. When I say living in the realm of ridiculous faith is the realm of infinite possibilities only limited by one's inability to believe that with God all things are possible. Just believing that with God all things are possible. I want you and I to be able to go into 2018 with that reality. With God, all things are possible. Say that. With God, all things are possible. Say it again. Come on. Come on, say, with God, all things are possible. Shout it one more time like we're trying to shout it so they can hear it over there where and wake some folk up, raise some folk up over there. Okay? Y'all know the cemetery across the street. That's what I'm talking about. All right? Get them out of the grave. Now, y'all know folk would run up out of here if we holler that and all of a sudden we hear banging on the door like, let us in, let us. With God,
all things
are possible. Even in my life. Now, that's the key right there. That's the key right there. See, we can say that with God, all things are possible. And we say that, but you've got to be able to say, in my life. And how many of you say, and I need that to be the reality in my life. Yes, yes, yes. With God, all things are possible. The second statement that I made relative to living in the realm of ridiculous faith is that it is a realm that assaults the logical. It challenges the practical. It resists the reasonable, defies the definitive. It confounds the comfortable and staggers the stability of the status quo. Now, I want you to recognize something. You see, when we talk about kingdom and we talk about church, church has become very comfortable. Very comfortable. We've made it comfortable. We've made it comfortable because we think we need to make it comfortable so that people can come and people will receive what's taking place. So we've made it comfortable because we want to make it palatable, and we want to create what you like, what's going to bring you. But I want to tell you something, that as we move out of this year and we endeavor to stay in that realm of ridiculous faith, God's going to call some audibles that's going to make everybody a little nervous. Okay? He's just going to do that. He's just going to do that. And when he does that, we all would do well to say, "Man, I'm a little uncomfortable with that, but that's how I feel. What I sense, though, see, now to my feeling, to my sense, what I feel is I'm a little nervous. What I sense is it's God." Feeling, sense. I'm feeling like this is crazy, but I'm sensing this is that realm. And being able to navigate through those places. Now, my desire, my passion, my prayer, my assignment, I absolutely believe my assignment is to do what I've been doing. And that is to raise up a body of believers who will really grab on the hold of this thing of faith. As a result of understanding, we're residents of the kingdom, and you will accomplish things that you never could have imagined you would ever accomplish. Just by saying yes to God. Posture to hear, purpose to obey. This evening, our daughter Leslie will be here. She said she's going to come out to service tonight. I said, "Honey, if you come out, would it be okay if we pray over you?" And she said, "Well, sure. Why not? Yeah." I've learned to ask folks, you know, because I don't want anybody, you know, I wouldn't think you're going to do that. But I said, "Honey, yeah, I'd love to be honored to do that." Because on tomorrow, she will be sworn in. As the first African American councilwoman in Norwood. Now, if you don't know a lot about Norwood, then you really want to understand the significance of that, okay? But it fits what we've taught for years here at Ayers about kingdom assignments. That it's not all in the church. And I choose to believe most of you, if not all of you, you get that. You got that. But there are others that haven't. And that's what God is going to shift in 2018. He's going to bring people more into alignment with the fact that there is a kingdom outside of your church. There is a kingdom beyond your denomination. Ooh. And it's going to shake some folk up. It's going to shake some things up. But I heard this from the Lord, and I believe he brought an affirming word through Apostle Joel Brooks when he and I were talking one day. And that word was, the message from this point going forward is the message of the kingdom. Now, that's what we've been teaching for a long time. I'm grateful that we stayed with it. We haven't changed the dial. We haven't changed the subject. We've stayed right with it. But hear me when I say this to you. If you're joined to this house, you will be challenged to do more. Hear me. I'm not talking about do more here, although we could use more happening here. I'm talking about in terms of your assignment as part of the kingdom of God. In the kingdom. Everywhere you go, that's part of your assignment in manifesting the kingdom of God. When we come here, it's to encourage one another, strengthen one another, hear the word of the Lord, and then head back out and move it a little further. Then we come back in. I'm so grateful when I look over the year and we saw the small groups, proximity that we got started, and we're having success with those. Come on, thank the Lord for that. Come on, thank the Lord for that. Because we've tried for years to launch small groups. But thank God for George and Sandra who stepped up and said, we want to lead that. And those of you that have given yourself to the small groups, if you're not in a small group, you need to be in a small group. Because it makes a difference. It absolutely makes a difference. When we come in here, we're only going to touch each other for a few moments. Most of us are looking at the back of somebody's head, you know, most of the time. We're trying to see. Thank God we're in a bigger place now than we were at the other location, because really it was harder to see what was going on. But as a result of that, folks are connecting now. And folks are being encouraged, and some of you are challenging each other even as a result of those groups. Once you hear what's going on in a person's life, well, you can get over that. Not get over it, but you can win the victory over that, or you can step into this, and I want to encourage you because this is what God did in my life, and he can do it in your life, and maybe he wants to do more in your life than what he's done in my life. All those kinds of things. But we will be challenged to steward what God has brought to us. We will be challenged to steward the word that God has brought to us of living in the realm of ridiculous faith. The last point that I mentioned, and then I want to end out our time, is the realm of ridiculous faith is a realm where reputation, position, possessions, dignity, authority, familiarity, and family have been abandoned for the sake of the fulfillment of God's divine calling and will. That can be challenging for all of us, but we see that modeled in a number of believers in the scriptures. We see it modeled with Jesus, our perfect example. Going back to my conversation with Dr. Jerry Kirk. Team, would you join me? Musicians. I was talking with him, and there's so many things that are happening right now, church, as God is positioning Heirs Covenant Church to help bring a move of God to Hamilton, to Fairfield, to Trenton, to this area. And what God told me he would do in establishing us, he said, I will use certain people to do it. That I was not to go through what was the normal channel of trying to join this group of ministers, go to this meeting, but just wait on him. And when word came that the call was coming to this location, when the call inquired about the building, they didn't know about Heirs. They just knew about New Life Vineyard. Amen. But God sovereignly moved us into position to be a part of what he's doing.
Amen.
That's God. Yes. Rick. The Spirit of God sovereignly moved us into position. And when I talked with Dr. Kirk, and he's been very, very excited, he said, I believe that God's brought you here to help see this move come to pass. And I said to Jerry, I said, I thank you for saying that. I said, because in my flesh, in my feelings, I've considered other options. But I sense that something is about to happen.
All right, all right. Woo! Yes, sir. Amen, amen.
And we were talking on the phone, and I said this to him, and some of you will remember me talking about this in the teaching on living in the realm of ridiculous faith. I said, because I've learned, Jerry, that if we are not intentional in our pursuit of doing it God's way, we will find a convenient way out. Y'all remember me talking about that? While we were on the phone, I said, That's what Sarah did when she presented Hagar to Abram. What she did, she had a right to do, but it was a convenient way out. Because God had already spoken, but it didn't happen right then. And that's the same challenge that we face, is when it's not happening in the time frame or the way we think. If we're not careful, we'll choose a convenient way out. And that convenient way out doesn't necessarily mean it's sin, because she had a right to do that. It's just not what God said. And so my encouragement is that we continue to remind ourselves that it's God that's doing this. D flat. All of 27. If you'll see it this way, it's a testimony of God's faithfulness. All of 2017, it's a testimony of the faithfulness of God. If you'll see it this way, all of 2017 is a testimony of the faithfulness of God. And as we look to 2018, the same God that brought you through 2017, kept you through 2017, is going to usher you in to 2018. Come on, just begin to bless and thank him right now.